Stock prices fell sharply today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing more than 300 points. Last week, the market saw one of the biggest rallies in years. Oil prices also reversed direction and headed higher. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports now that analysts said the changes means investors are coming to grips with the fact that the war with Iraq may not be so easy after all.
Just last week, investors were basking in optimism, and for a while at least, it was possible to wonder if the economy might be about to shake off its sluggishness. One weekend later, the mood has turned cautious again. At the securities firm SG Cowen in Manhattan today, traders watched the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunge as soon as the market opened and then never regain much ground.
If you look at my screen, I have all red in my screen, which tells you, you know, almost every single group in the Dow was down. So you're seeing pretty across-the-board selling.
Todd Leone of Cowen's trading desk said there was really just one reason for the downturn, and that was the war. Last week, it appeared that Iraq might be about to capitulate, but with the U.S. casualties over the weekend and signs of resistance by Iraqi troops, investors snapped back to reality.
I think the market really hasn't been too volatile today. It's basically been straight down. You know, I think people were excited last week when we went into war. I think people were ready for us to get in there, and boom, it was going to be over in a matter of days. And I think they're finding out that it might take a couple of weeks or even months for this war to settle. So I think people are a little bit subdued as to what's going on.
As the day dragged on, prices fell even further, and soon a third of the impressive gains of last week had been erased. It was the worst day for the Dow in nearly 6 months. One big problem for the market was oil prices. They fell sharply through the end of last week, declining to a four-month low. But over the weekend, Nigeria, which is one of the largest exporters of oil to the United States, suspended at least 40% of its production because of ethnic fighting. That, plus the news from Iraq, sent crude oil up by almost $2 a barrel. As stocks fell, government bonds and gold rose. Both are traditional safe havens for investors in perilous times. James Glassman, senior economist at J.P. Morgan, says all the turmoil is making the markets a risky place for investors right now.
For most people, though, it's wise to sit back and be careful because markets are going to be very volatile, just like the mood of the public is. And we're going to have markets up one day, down one day, depending on how people perceive things are unfolding.
The markets are so intensely focused on the war right now that they're losing sight of other news. Glassman, for one, says there are some underlying strengths in the economy. He says once the war is resolved, there is plenty of reason to think growth will resume quickly.
There is an awful lot of help coming from Washington, both in terms of low interest rates and fiscal stimulus. We've never seen support like this in the post-war period, and it's pretty potent, and this is the reason why the U.S. is performing better than most regions of the world. So I think when this is behind us, we're going to see a lot different picture.
But for now, the huge uncertainty of how the war will go and how long it will take to get there is elbowing aside all other news about the economy and obscuring whatever real strengths or weaknesses it has. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.